Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, sir, for that. And, well, we're with you this morning. Thank you for tuning in, whether it be live or archived, to Keeping Score with Boppy on a Saturday morning, October 10th, 2015. Thank you for joining us. And, of course, it wouldn't be Keeping Score with Boppy without the old coach himself from the wonderful, beautiful area of Modesto. Boppy, how are you?
Well, we are getting along just famously and having a great time. And are we ever looking forward to one of the best days in the history of sports?
Okay. Well, I can't wait to find out about that. And Hondo, how are you this morning?
I'm doing super.
And folks, well, here we go again. Another great week of college sports, and I want to congratulate everybody that was aboard our free play last night with the New York Mets at home versus the Dodgers. And we got, we got a nice little score on that, and I'm going to tell you right now how you can get some more of those free plays. All you need to do is visit the website, sportswagers-selections.com, or simply log on to a Twitter account, type in Eddie the Hat Wins, follow us, and you too can be cashing on free plays on every day, unless we have limited play, which we've had recently. But we're back on the beam now, and we hope you take advantage of that. Also, you can sign up for our pay plays, and they're brought to you by our sponsor, sportswagers-selections.com. Don't forget, do it now. All right, Boppy, who's hot and who's not in the sports world?
Well, I'll tell you what, if I were the Dodgers, this is how I would feel. I would feel like a 200 hitter, 160 hitter, like a John Kennedy or somebody, facing Sandy Koufax with Ron Luciano as the umpire and the cameras rolling. Because you know, with an 0-2 count, because you know Luciano wants to ring you up and Koufax is going to throw you the jug. So whatever happens, you are not going to make it, and you're going to be walking down. Back to the thing. That's the Dodgers right now. They lost with Clayton Kershaw, and that gives them the psychological Mount Everest to climb. That's who's not. I mean, I just I feel for Clayton Kershaw. I feel for the Dodgers. But somewhere along the lines, you're hoping that Kershaw, this is getting to be like a Walter Johnson thing. He's got to get this monkey off his back about not winning in the postseason. And I hope he can do it, because the Dodgers are going nowhere until he does. My goodness, what a shocker that the Dodgers decide, with no bullpen, they decide to replace the best pitcher in baseball, who, of course, one of the worst bullpens in the playoffs, proceeds to give up a hit, and the game is out of reach. And Jacob DeGrom out-duels Clayton Kershaw. And so
I'm still trying to figure out how we got the Mets and DeGrom at plus 198, but I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to try to overanalyze. All right, who's hot?
Well, how about the Texas Rangers? While the Dodgers are down in counts, even though it's only one game to none, it feels like they're down three games to nothing right now. With the Texas Rangers, the Rangers have beaten the darlings of this year's playoffs, the Toronto Blue Jays, and the Blue Jays down two games to nothing. The Blue Jays have got to feel like they're walking the plank, because now they go to Texas, and I think the Rangers, actually, from this point on, I think their pitching is better than the Blue Jay pitching. What's your take on that, Hondo?
Well, I like Martin Perez going in Game 3 against Marco Estrada for the Jays, and then. The thinking is that the Jays, if there's a game four, will go with R.A. Dickey. There's no way in an elimination game the Jays would go with R.A. Dickey. I'm thinking that if there's a game four on Monday, the Jays will come back with David Price on short rest.
We're going to have to.
And then they would have Marcus Stroman on regular rest for a game five back in Toronto, against Cole Hamels on regular rest. So that's what the Jays are going to do. I don't think it's been announced yet, but I would be very shocked if Price doesn't come back and pitch game four, if there is a game four.
If they trot R.A. Dickey out to the mound in the deciding game, I would be shocked too.
There's no way. There's no way.
No, I don't think so either. And then we got the Astros. And then we've got what do you guys think of the Astros?
Astros are got their confidence back, and they're going home tied 1-1 with their ace, who is 15-0 at home this year. Dallas Keuchel has not lost at home all year, and it's going to be tough for the Royals to beat them. But, hey, it's the postseason. Anything could happen. Nobody thought Kershaw would lose game one. Nobody thought Toronto would be going to Texas down 2-0, so anything can happen. And the Astros look good right now, but all it takes is one win by the Royals over Keuchel, and no one's unbeatable. We've already found that out in the postseason.
What the Dodgers we'll go to the playoffs. What the Dodgers need, and what other teams do have, they need somebody that will just say, hey, "Come on, boys, get on my back, and I'll take you to the promised land." And the problem is the Dodgers have no one like that. The guy they have as their linchpin right now is a rookie. And Hondo and I were talking about this before. How can you have a rookie be your leader on a payroll with $280 million? Goodness gracious.
You don't throw a kid who's been in the major leagues a month into the postseason spotlight in the number three spot in the order against one of the best young right-handers in baseball, and Jacob DeGrom, and expect him to help carry you. That is, with a $280 million payroll, Andrew Friedman should be chastised for that. And I'm beginning to think Andrew Friedman doesn't know what to do with money. He's so used to being the GM for the cash-conscious Tampa Bay Rays that now that he's can open up the checkbook, he doesn't know what to do, and he obviously doesn't understand the importance of a bullpen. And to me, that's shocking.
Well, he doesn't understand. I'm not gonna go there. Guys, well, also I know you're gonna echo this. Get well wishes to Vinny. who's not with the postseason. He had a minor, well, I don't know if it was minor or not, but he had a medical procedure done. He's on the DL until next year, so we wish him well and a speedy recovery.
Yes, definitely.
And Buppy, you're on a roll with your football plays, my friend.
Well, you guys took the pressure off me. When we eliminated the three-dog parlay, where I wasn't looking for three underdogs to wheel together every week, you kind of took the pressure off of me, and I got to zero in on a game or two. And zeroing in on a game or two, it really works out because you can really find some games where the line and the money is just they're not in line with reality or with how those teams are doing. It's like I've got two games that I really like, and I have to pick one of them. But there's two games I really like today, and I'll talk about that. But it's just where teams are overrated because of who they played, or they're overrated because of they're on offense rather than defense. So I really like being able to zero in on a game or two, and that's really helped me out.
Well, yeah, and that's what we're here to do, big guy. We're here to help you out and to make your life easier and to give you more time to concentrate to win some money. You know, we were getting death threats here in the office when you were going through, and I said, well, you know what? I'd hate for Boppy to have to go out and start his car and, you know, not hear from him again. So, yeah, you're doing well. Hondo's been releasing some good stuff. And, of course, folks, every day you have our free plays, and I told you how to get them. I can lead a horse to water, but I can't make you drink it. So if you're not taking advantage of that, then I don't know what to tell you. All right.
You need to play taps, because I also, about who's not hot, my old friend Jimmer Fredette is on his last tryout with the San Antonio Spurs, and evidently his shooting touch has left him. His first game with the Spurs, his 0-for-4, and when you're a shooter in the NBA and you can't play defense and you go 0-for-4, I'll tell you what, that's what you call. You're then in the realm of the 10-day contracts, because I think that's where he's headed. It was a great run in college basketball. Love you, Jimmer, but my goodness, have fun as an assistant coach.
Well, can you say Europe?
I think he's going to coach. I think he'd rather coach than go to Europe. But we'll see. He's got quite a bit of NBA money already to cash in with the 4-year contract, with the contract he had with Sacramento and New Orleans. But he's not getting more money unless he suddenly starts hitting threes again. But for some reason, he's got the psychological cover on the basket right now. Sort of like the way Clayton Kershaw has some sort of psychological hurdle to get over when he goes on the mound.
Well, just one of those in the long line of very good college players who couldn't make it in the pros.
All right, guys, we're going to head out to Santa Anita, the great race place, and we're going to give you a free play. Don't forget that the 10-race card today out at Santa Anita begins promptly at 1 o'clock. So you're going to want to make sure that you're out there. And don't forget, there's a $20,124 carryover in the Super High Five, and that is in the 10th race, the last race today out at Santa Anita. And, folks, if you bring your family, go out to the infield. They're having some activities out there this weekend you're not going to want to miss. Bring a cooler, picnic. There's food trucks, all sorts of fun stuff going on at Santa Anita. So head on out. And, Boppy, I'm going to give you a horse because I know you're on the plus side with your neighborhood friend, and I know you're looking to run that up a little bit. So let's go ahead and try to help you and the listeners with that. And what we like to do, for those of you who have listened to us, is we always like to start the day off early. So let's kick off the first race here, and we're going to go with Looking for Danger, number four, first race. This is a horse that is going to be two-turning again today for Kristen Mulhall. Martin Pedroza, a very aggressive rider, is taking the call. This horse has been showing improvement in the mornings, and we think that number four, first race out at Santa Anita, Looking for Danger, is worth a bet. If you're heading out to the track or want to pick up the phone, like Boppy's going to be doing in a minute, call your neighborhood friend. A couple of bucks to win and place. First race, number four, Looking for Danger out at Santa Anita. And Hondo, do you have anything you like out at the track today?
I like a horse going down the hill in the second race, a maiden special weight allowance, who is going to be shortening up. I love horses going down the hill that are shortening up. And this horse is a Peter Miller horse, and he's putting Alonzo Quinones on it. Redheads Rule down the hill in the second race. And I love a jockey like Quinones, who's very capable, a hungry jockey, doesn't get the mounts of the Bajaranos and Talamos and the top riders out there. When they get a horse like this, they are dynamite. And he's going to be riding his butt off. And I like Redheads Rule down the hill in the second.
All right, we're going to take our first and only timeout, and when we come back, we're going to go to Boppy's Corner. Boppy right now is slipping into his cashmere sweater with the elbow patches. Boppy, have you got your pipe lit?
We're ready.
All right, well, when we come back, we will go to Boppy's Corner, and folks, this is your cue. Go refresh your beverage of choice. We'll be right back with more Keeping Score with Boppy.
It's on. Well, now me and Homer Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them sevens and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally, they threw up their hand and said, "When you hot, you hot." Yeah. When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not. Put all the money in and let it roll again. When you're hot, you're hot. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. When you're hot, you're hot.
Yeah, now every time I roll them dice, I'd win. And I was just getting ready to roll them again. When I heard something behind me, I turned around and there was a big old car. He said, "Hello, boys." Then he gave us a grin and said, "Look like I'm going to have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence." I said, "Well, son, when you hot, you hot." He said, "Yeah, when you're hot, you're hot.
When you're not, you're not.
You can split it all down at City Hall." I said, "Yeah, when you're hot, you're hot.
Buddy, did I recognize? I said, "Hey, Judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot." So he gave my friends a little fine to pay.
All right, sports fans, we have returned to Keeping Score with Boppy, and now we're going to go over to the corner. We're going to get our blankets out and our rugs, and we're going to – how do you like it? Do you have like, stadium seating, Boppy, or do you just like a circle?
Oh, what I have is the way that I'm set up here, I have my computer in front of me with my 25-inch screen there. I have my TV with its 42-inch screen above to my left, and I have Dodger Stadium with its at a playoff game, and it's almost like a full life-size poster, but it's about 18 by 24, and a big picture of Mickey Mantle over my head,
with my family, a picture of my family, a picture of my daughter playing softball, and then my Hall of Fame, I call it my Wall of Fame, where I have two groups of baseball cards. There's 20 cards in each frame, and I have 40 cards of the top 40 baseball players I've seen in my lifetime.
All right. Well, there you go. Now we know we're set up visually. Go ahead and take us. Let us know what special is going on right now in sports that you want to talk about.
Well, I want to talk about the two games that I had to pick from today. There's Northwestern Michigan and Utah Cal. The Northwestern Michigan was so tempting to take this game because you have two of the best defenses around, and there's just no way that I think Michigan is plus 10 in this game. I mean, I think this is one of those games where even though it's a home game, Northwestern has the beef and the defense to give Michigan fits. I mean, this could turn out to be, I think, a game like the Utah game at the start of the season. This is a game I think Northwestern could win outright. So anyway, that was one game. That's one game I really was tempted to take. But I think by far the team where the line is out of line is the Utah-Cal line. You have to give Cal 7.5 points. But Cal is going up in elevation. And I think the mountain that when it's elevation for these sea-level teams, I think it's not a 3-point advantage to be on the road. It's more like a 7. So I think the line in this game should probably be somewhere between 12 and 14. And the other thing is Cal just gives up points by the bushel. They gave up 40 points to Texas, and they just don't have the defense to really stand, or even the offense to stay in this game. They've got a great offense. They've got a great quarterback. But Utah shuts people down. They have a great defense. So I hate to do it because Utah's, I love the teams that play Utah. I love them to beat Utah. But I think Utah is going to continue its march towards a showdown in the Pac-12. I think Utah wins by a lot. And then my lock of the day is Utah versus Cal. Give Cal the points. Take Utah.
Okay. 379-380 on the rotation, and Bobby is suggesting a play here on 379 Cal and taking the plus 7.5 in this matchup. And folks, I am looking, looks like there's been a time change on this game. They're playing today at 7 p.m. tonight. So take note of that, and that is Boppy's lock of the day, Cal plus 7.5 over Utah, number 3.
No, I'm not giving. I'm not. I take Utah. Give the 7.5.
Utah. Oh, okay. You're going to lay the points then.
Right. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
All right,
that
my bad. All right. 380 Utah lay the 7.5. And that's Poppy's lot. So he's going to take Utah, the home team, 380 Utah, and lay the 7 in the hook. All right.
What does Hondo think of those two games?
If I had to, somebody put a gun to my head and I had to pick a winner, I'd go with Utah. Cal's up and coming. I love their quarterback, Jared Goff, who is,
yeah,
I think is going to be a high NFL draft pick. And if he gets hot, the Bears could be dangerous in that game. No one really knows yet, I don't think, how good Cal is. And they'll be tested tonight for sure. So that's going to be an interesting game to see how that goes.
All right. And the Haps free play here, my free play, which is available on the website. It was tweeted out actually early this morning, and this line, folks, has already dropped a point and a half, so you better head on over and get your shopping done because there's not a lot of time before kickoff in this matchup. And we like 311-312 Oklahoma versus Texas at home. And when I initially released this game, it was plus 17 for Texas. Folks, simply too many points in this game. Yeah, Oklahoma figures to win, but Texas, I think, is going to surprise with a good effort today at home. And I'm going to go with 312 Texas. I'm going to take the points. This, as we speak, this line already has gone back up to 16. So go ahead and get on board. Take Texas at home plus the points, number 312. Hondo, do you like anything in football today?
The only thing I like is, and there's no betting line on this, is it overs and unders on how long Sarkisian is going to be coaching USC. He's now lost to four double-digit underdogs in 2 years at SC. You can't do that and survive at that school, and they're really up in arms at Heritage Hall right now. Sarkisian, some of those decisions he made in that game the other night against Washington, kicking the field goal when you're 5 points down with, what was it, 5 or 6 minutes left? Or
yeah,
however.
I think it was 4 minutes.
And it wasn't like it was a fourth and 15, or it was like a fourth and four or fourth and five, a very makeable first down. And he goes to a kicker who doesn't have a history of kicking long-range field goals, and he asks him to kick a 45-yarder. And the kick, of course, is straight as a string, but comes up 2 or 3 yards short. To me, that game was all on Sarkisian, and
well,
he's not along for USC.
He shouldn't have been along for USC when he went into his drunken narcotic rampage at the prep rally. But
that's
something else to get on. And I'm not so sure that Pat Hayden.
There you go.
Doesn't need to be blamed for a lot of this too.
I agree. Pat Hayden wants to build up the basketball program. He brings in a coach who had one good year with Andy Enfield with a Cinderella team. What was it, Florida Gulf Coast or Florida Atlantic or somebody down there? He brings him in to rebuild the program. They've had two dismal years under him. Sarkisian was a total questionable hire, and then he pulls that stunt at the alumni dinner, and he should have been gone immediately with that. You don't embarrass a school like USC like that and live to tell about it. And so,
no.
I'm beginning to question Hayden's backbone as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, they might as well with the class that SC has been showing lately. They might as well just travel down and have some mud wrestling with the morons down in Florida, who we know that they've made some first class, first rate decisions down there too. So, all right, we got about 3 minutes left. Let's open it up, and guys, what do you want to talk about?
I think the play of the baseball. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Bobby.
Oh, you were going to say something. Go ahead, Hondo.
No, I was going to ask you who are your two World Series teams right now.
Well, I still like the Cubs, and I'm leaning more towards the Rangers. I'm kind of seeing it your way, although it's possible the way the Astros are playing it. We may get an all Texas American League final. And depending on Keuchel, that could be a really good series. I love the way the Rangers are playing. I love the way that their batters are taking a wonderful, what I would say, situational approach to hitting. And I think I give Prince Fielder and Adrian Beltre a lot of credit for that. But my, what a magnificent defense the Rangers have been putting up. So just, did you see that play that Elvis Andrus made in the game, where he goes to his right, and he leaps in the air, throws across his body, and gets the guy by a full step, and he had no leverage, he had no foot on the ground, nothing. He just caught the ball and leaped in the air, and then twisting
right.
threw the guy out
is,
by
Andrews is playing like the World Series teams that he did in 2010 and 11. Their bullpen has just been lights out. You got Rougned Odor. People are finding out how good that kid is on the national stage. And Rangers are a hot team right now.
All right, guys. Well, it's that time of the morning. And, Hondo, thank you for joining us this morning.
All right. Good luck, everybody.
And, Boppy, it's time for you to go ahead and say it.
Well, first of all, amen to Rougned Odor and the greatest slide I've seen in a couple of years. But be safe, be careful, and God bless. We'll see you next week.
All right, folks, and we will be back same time, same place for another episode of Keeping Score with Boppy. Until then, may all your bets be winning ones. We hope to see you in the cashier's line.